Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
And now let me thank our sponsor, Perfect Tea. Take a deep breath and give yourself a break with Perfect Tea. Their distinctive blend of relaxing teas was born on a farm in northeastern India, where the ideal mix of rain and sun gives Perfect Tea its strong and aromatic flavor. Believe me, you won't find this taste anywhere else. Plus, you can now sign up for a membership to have your favorite teas delivered to you automatically each month.
Number 71. What is being advertised? Number 72. What does the speaker emphasize? Number 73. What is a benefit of membership? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome to the Money Hour on WWBC Alberta. Today I'll discuss the topic of preparing for retirement with my guest Sarah Levinson. She's the author of the book, All You Need to Know About Retirement Investments. We will delve into the broad range of investment options and discuss how to choose a financial advisor. But first, let me send a shout out to our sponsors over at Pinnacles and their brand new vitamin C supplement. Pinnacles vitamin C formula supports a healthy immune system, so make sure to check it out. And now, Sarah, where should we begin?
Number 74. Who is Sarah Levinson? Number 75. What is the main topic of the broadcast? Number 76. What kind of company sponsors the broadcast? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning. Welcome to Western Seed and Gardening Supplies. You have all been hired to help out for the next 6 weeks. During our annual spring sale, we never have enough permanent workers to handle everything. Your supervisor, Margaret Mallon, will explain how to take customers' orders. First, I want to make sure that we have the information we need to set up your direct deposit. We prefer to send your paychecks directly to your bank accounts. There's a white folder on the table in front of you. So, let's get started there.
Number 77. Why did the company hire temporary workers? Number 78. What will Margaret Mallon discuss? Number 79. Why does the speaker say,
"There's a white folder on the table in front of you"?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast.
Before we get back to our program, the organization called On the Farm is proud to announce a new training program for people who work with livestock. The Livestock Operations Program provides trainees with the most up-to-date techniques in raising cattle. You'll learn about the latest methods of proper fencing, feeding, and medical care. The training is delivered at your workplace and is tailored to suit your needs. The course takes 1 year and leads to a certificate in livestock operations. Call On the Farm at 555-0128 for more information or to register.
Number 80. What is the speaker discussing? Number 81. Who is the announcement intended for? Number 82. How can a person get more information? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Juma. This is the Municipal Water Department. We have been investigating flooding on Bozeman Street that was reported over the phone Sunday night. Our technicians ruled out a water main break. They determined that a pipe had burst on the grounds of your bakery. They turned off the water supply to your business. Please be aware that it is your responsibility to repair the pipe. Your insurance may cover the cost. We will turn the water back on once the pipe is fixed.
Number 83. Who is the speaker? Number 84. What problem does the speaker identify? Number 85. What will the listener most likely do after listening to the message? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following introduction.
I hope that everyone enjoyed the delightful meal. It's almost time for us to present this year's awards to our athletes here at the National Tennis Conference. However, before we do so, I am honored to welcome a very special speaker up to the stage, Bridget Rollin. This moment is such a thrill for me. Ms. Rollin is a superb competitor. She has won multiple tournaments and is also renowned for her charity work and sponsorships. Before she comes to the podium, I'd like to remind you that photographs of tonight's event are prohibited. But everyone in attendance will receive a signed photograph of our guest at the end of the event.
Number 86. What type of event is taking place? Number 87. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"This moment is such a thrill for me"?
Number 88. What are the listeners reminded to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome to the WLED Radio Traffic Report. There's heavy traffic in Bellevue's city center this afternoon as organizers prepare for tomorrow's annual marathon. Runners and their families are arriving in town, and excitement is in the air. Remember, you can log in to our website to follow the race, where we will post updates regularly. For those of you planning on coming to the city center to watch the marathon tomorrow, I suggest you use the Bellevue Bicycle Rental System. You can take public transportation to the city center and then get one of the city bicycles located at Central Train Station to move around.
Number 89. What is causing heavy traffic in the city center? Number 90. Why should the listeners visit the radio station's website? Number 91. What does the speaker recommend the listeners do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this message is for Josephine Sanders. This is Chang Su from Lindmar Dental. I took your dental x-rays this morning. After you left the office, I found a necklace in the x-ray room. I'm pretty sure that it's yours. I remember asking you to take it off before I took your x-rays. I must have forgotten to return it to you. I apologize for the inconvenience, but our office is open until 7 tonight. If I'm not here, just ask the receptionist.
Number 92. Where does the speaker work? Number 93. What did the speaker forget to do? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"Our office is open until 7 tonight"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and the graphic.
Our workers haul soil, garden mulch, and plants every day to make our customers' yards look beautiful. They need strong handcarts to move these heavy items. The classic handcarts we have now are poor quality. They fall apart, and our workers constantly repair them. We need the strongest handcarts available. I recommend we purchase the $150 model because it will not break easily. It's so durable that we'll save money in the end. If you agree, I'll order 20 of them.
Number 95. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 96. What is the speaker's highest priority? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which handcart does the speaker want to buy? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and the graphic.
Thank you all for being here. I'd like to go over our next training module. By now, you should all be familiar with how to create a lead, contact your potential customers, and close on a deal. As a sales representative, you're used to focusing on your own leads and clients, and that's terrific. However, there is strength in teamwork, and that's what we'll work on now. Let's get started. I'd like you to create three groups, and we're going to take on the roles of different characters in typical scenarios involving clients.
Number 98. Who is the training intended for? Number 99. Look at the graphic. How long will the training be? Number 100. What does the speaker tell the listeners to do? This is the end of the listening test.